And he is Lord. Oh, let's all worship him tonight. He is Lord. He has risen. He has risen from the dead, and we are here back to worship him, knowing that he is alive tonight. Amen. We come back with that confidence, knowing that we serve a risen Savior. It's not some myth or some other thing, but we come back with faith, believing what he promised in his word he's going to do amongst us tonight. Amen. Every head we bow with every eye closed tonight. Just want to call Brother Alwin Allen to pray with us tonight. And respect every head bow.
Almighty God, Lord God, we come this evening, Father. Lord God, with hearts full of thanksgiving and praise, Lord. Thanking you, O God, for your abundance of love, your compassion, your mercy that endureth forever.
Thank you.
Lord, as we stand before you, Lord God, not really worthy to do so, Lord. See, Lord God, as we've all sinned and come short of your glory. But Father God, because of that supreme sacrifice on that bloody and rugged cross of Mount Calvary, Lord God, we could come boldly this evening, approaching thy throne of grace and mercy, Lord, with faith believing in your word, Lord God, that where the twos and threes are gathered in your name, Lord Jesus, you said you'll be in the midst, Father, and you're here to bless, O God. I pray, O God, that you forgive us for our transgressions, our sins, our trespasses, Lord. Whatever way, O God, that we have offended you, Father, in thought, in word, or in deed, Lord, we pray for forgiveness, O God. And we pray, Lord, that your most precious shed blood will be applied, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, how we thank you, Lord, for assembling us here once more, Lord, in your presence, Lord. Knowing, Lord God, that you will do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask of you this evening, or above all that we could think, Lord. So we know assuredly, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit, who is here right now, Lord God, and listening to our prayers as we pray, know inwardly, Lord, know, God, you're going to just answer our prayers, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for going, having a wonderful way among us this evening. Lord God, we pray in a special way for the song leader this evening, Lord. But we know, Lord God, the song service is an integral part of the service, Lord. Lord God, for we know in 2 Chronicles 5, Lord God, the musicians were playing, Lord God, and the song leader was singing, Lord. And they were singing, Lord God, for he's good, for his mercy endureth forever. Lord God, that the Holy Spirit came down. Lord God, the priests were not able, Lord God, to minister the word. Oh God, we pray, Lord God, for a repetition this evening. Oh God, on the eve, Lord God, of the departure of your servant, Lord. Oh God, who you're sending, Lord God, to foreign fields, Lord God. Oh God, anointing him, Lord God, to complete this work, Lord God, that you started here, Lord God, in the prophet, Lord. So, Father, where you have your blessed way, oh God, bless the strong leaders, Lord. Bless the musicians. Bless every brother and sister, Lord. May they give them receptive hearts, Lord God, to hear your word this evening, Lord. So, Lord God, that when we leave here this evening, Lord, we will all say in our hearts, haven't our hearts burnt within us as he spoke to us along the road? Have your blessed way with us all, Father. Take complete control now of the service, for we ask these blessings and mercies with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of Almighty God. Amen.
Amen. Amen tonight. And amen. He signed the deed with his atoning blood. Amen. Do all the host of hell march in to make a second claim? They'll all have to march out tonight. Amen. How we thank God for seeing everyone back in the house of the Lord to worship him. Amen. We really thank God that he made us the way like this, that we could have the privilege and the opportunity to come back and lift up holy hands and give him praise and give him honor tonight. Amen. We are thankful. He signed the deed.
He signed the deed with
nothing to fear about tonight.
Told in blood.
He ever lives to make his promise sure.
Ever lives to make his promise. Marching to make second claim, they'll all march.
Oh, it's wonderful tonight. The mention
of his name,
how we love him tonight. He signed the deed.
Signed
before the foundation of the world. Let's worship him tonight.
When his atoning blood, he ever lives to make his promise sure.
To all the host of hell,
all the host of hell, marching to me.
Singing, he signed the deed.
Oh,
we are free tonight. Deed with his atoning blood.
His atoning blood.
Oh, he ever lives.
He ever
lives
to make his promise.
Do all the host of hell.
To make a second claim, and they'll all march out at the mention of.
Oh, let all the daughters of God sing it tonight. Sign the deed. Oh, sing with the boldness tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, let everyone sing. Do all the host of hell,
do all the host of hell marching to make second claim. The Lord march out at the mention of his name.
Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Oh, they'll all march out at the mention of that name. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. How we thank you, we worship you tonight, Lord. Oh, could we sing that song? Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven. How we love him, how we praise him, how we adore him tonight. Oh, we have entered in to give him honor. We have entered to give him praise tonight. He signed that deed with his atoning blood. So let us all lift our hands toward heaven and praise him tonight. Amen.
Let's just praise the Lord. Praise.
once again. Let's just praise the Lord, everyone tonight.
Let's just praise.
He is worthy of all praise. Lift our hands and worship Him tonight. All around the building, all on the outside. Let's praise Him. Let's give Him the honor. Let's give Him the thanks tonight. Oh, we praise You. Lord, with a heart full of thanksgiving tonight, Lord. Oh, we thank You. We praise You tonight, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory and all honor belongeth unto You tonight, Lord. Oh, we thank You, Lord. For Your amazing grace, Lord. We thank You for Your love. Oh, Lord, it's You who first loved us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, a thousand tongues is insufficient to praise You tonight, Lord. Lord, for Your matchless love that You have shown unto us, Lord. Oh, we worship You. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed is Your name, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Lord, that we could enter into Your gates to praise You tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Oh, our heart do thirst tonight, Lord. Come, fill every heart tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed is Your holy name tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Could we just sing this song? Amen. 156 in the Only Believe songbook. Song that we sing Sunday morning. Great is the Lord. There is a name I love to hear. Amen. Let's see all the hands. I love to hear that name tonight. Amen. Amen. Could we say thank You, Lord Jesus, tonight? Amen. It sounds like music in our ear tonight. There is a name I love to hear. It falls like music on my ear. It's the name of Jesus, Lord. He came from the Father. He came from the Father in heaven above. He died on the cross just to show us His love. Jesus, yes, Jesus is His name. Oh, let's just sing it again. There is a name I love to hear. There is a name I love to hear. Falls like music on my ear. It's the name of Christ the Lord. Oh, He came from the Father. From the Father in heaven above. He died on the cross just to show us His love. Jesus, yes, Jesus is His name. Is His name. Oh, great is the Lord tonight. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is the Father. Great is the Son. Great is the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Jesus, yes, Jesus is. Oh, great is the Lord tonight. Great is the Lord, great is the Lord, great is the Father, great is the Son, great is the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Jesus, yes, Jesus, He is the dear Savior of men, He is the dear Savior, who gave his own life, he gave his own life just to free us. It's the name of Jesus, Christ the Lord. Oh, the wonderful counselor, the man from Galilee. He calmed the angry waters and he walked on the sea. Jesus, yes, Jesus is his name. Oh, we'll sing, great, great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is the Father. Great is the Son. Great is the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Jesus, yes, Jesus. Oh, could we turn around, shake hands, and sing, great is the Lord tonight. Oh, great, great, great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great is the Father. Great is the Son. Great is the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Jesus, yes, Jesus is his name. Oh, great, great. Oh, great is the Lord, great is the Father. Oh, great is the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Jesus, yes, Jesus. Oh, there is a name I love to hear. There is a name I love. Sounds like music on my ears, the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, he came from the Father, from the Father, died on the cross, just to show us. Oh, Jesus, yes, Jesus is his name, is his name. We sing, oh, great
is the Lord,
oh, great is the Father, great is the Son, great. Yes, Jesus. Oh, let's sing, great is the Lord. Let all the sisters sing, great is the Lord tonight. Come on. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Jesus is his name. Oh, let everyone sing it again. Great is the Lord. Oh, great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed is your name, Lord. Thou art great tonight, Lord. Oh, there's none like unto you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed is your name, Lord. Could we just all bow our heads, close our eyes? That's what I ask for Leon here. That's God bless him tonight, tithes and offerings. Amen. Could we all say amen tonight?
Amen.
Amen. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. Amen. Joy forevermore. Let us sing that song and worship unto him. Amen. In his presence. At his right hand.
At his right hand. Yes, pleasure forevermore. Oh, what fellowship even I am his
own, and
he is mine in the presence of the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, how we thank him that we could be in his presence tonight. Oh, let us sing it.
In his presence, yes, fullness of God.
At his right hand,
at his right hand, yes, pleasure.
Put everything behind you at his right hand.
At his right hand.
Oh,
just bless us forevermore.
Oh, what a fellowship it is.
Oh, what
sweet chariot tonight.
Swing, Lord, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Swing, Lord, sweet chariot,
do it this very night for you. Swing, Lord, swing. Oh, let's have faith believing tonight.
Sweet
chariot, let him see a heart singing, coming
for to carry me.
Oh,
you get there before I do.
Coming
for to carry me home.
Get all my friends.
Get all my friends.
I'm coming.
Sweet chariot,
won't be long now. I looked over Jordan. I looked. Oh, we're going to press the battle tonight. And what did I see? Coming for.
Coming for to carry me home.
Oh, a band of angels. A band of
angels. Coming after me.
Oh,
coming.
Sweet
Chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Oh, sing it again. Isn't that your desire?
Yes,
eager.
I just wonder God.
Hallelujah.
Truly.
In this eager
hope.
For I know.
For I know.
He has come. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, put away all fear tonight. And I know. Oh, what a confidence we have.
He will find me.
Keep me in his word.
Oh,
how we ought to thank him and praise him. Oh, I just want to follow tonight. Oh, hallelujah, the way. Surrender everything unto him. Oh, I just want to follow.
And I know,
oh,
you will guide me.
Keep me in this path.
Keep me in this path.
Once again, I just wonder, darling. Let's surrender ourselves unto him.
Wonder, God.
We just want to follow him tonight. Amen. No, he has come in our hearts to lead us. how we praise Him and we thank Him. Could we sing this song, Heavenly Father, we appreciate You. How we love Him, knowing that He is here in our midst tonight, the same angel. We just want to worship Him tonight, amen. He is our comfort tonight.
Heavenly Father, we are praying.
Oh, don't just sing a song. Let us worship Him. Let go yourself tonight. Amen. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank Him for His goodness. Oh, the dove is here. Hallelujah.
We
Spirit, what a comfort You are tonight.
Holy Spirit, what a comfort.
Isn't He a comfort? Oh, He has taken all our burdens away. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Wonderful tonight.
Holy Spirit,
what a comfort You are. Coming down from the Father.
Coming down from the Father. Rabba,
sweep over.
Sweep
over. Oh, let's have faith tonight.
By My Spirit.
Oh, let's just sing it one more time. Could we just lift our hands to Him?
Amen. From the Father above, sweep over My spirit forever.
pas d'âme laisse belouse.
Alléluia, alléluia. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for that sweet peace that could be on the inside tonight, Lord. Lord, we know is your great Holy Spirit, Lord. Knowing that the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord. Today we could be partakers of that peace, Lord, that surpassed all knowledge, Father. Lord, we thank you for being in this divine presence tonight, Lord. Lord, the attitude of our spirit, Lord, is to see a promise being made manifest in our lives, that we could be more like you tonight, Lord. When we think of your grace and your mercy towards us, Lord God, we want to say how thankful we are tonight, Lord, to know that you could bring us one more time, Lord, lifting us up even a little higher tonight into the sphere, Lord, of the supernatural, that, Lord, we could break all time elements, Father, that, Lord, our lives could be anointed tonight, Lord, our souls could be caught up, Lord, in the inspiration of your word that has been released unto us at this time, Lord, for a perfect faith to be manifested, Lord. Lord, may you take full charge of the service tonight, Lord. Even your servant, Lord, who will be amongst us in a little while, Father. May your Holy Spirit so keep him in the channel of the inspiration. Lord God, that your word could come and bring such faith in our hearts that we could leave here, Father, a people, Lord God, knowing what we are about, Lord. A people who could face the challenge of the hour, Lord. So, Lord, we commit our lives, each and every brother, each and every sister, each stranger that is in our gates tonight, Lord. May you have your own blessed way with us. So we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Could have your seat, saints. So appreciate each and everyone being here. Maybe wondering why the song leader went a little extras. But the minister, you know, he had a little message on his heart to bring to the saints tonight. But, you know, maybe if it was just one baptism, you know, for our brother here. Where is he? He's not here right now. You know, but Tony was just telling me while he was there in baptism, a gentleman who maybe came here once or twice, seeing the inspiration of the word, and maybe it picked his heart like how it had back there in the Old Test in the among the apostles and them. He came in the water just crying there. The saints was there, maybe could tell you the experience that was taking place down on that side while we was worshiping here. And maybe that must have kept them back for a little while, so he'll be here, the minister will be here in a little while. But we know the Holy Ghost is here, amen. We know he's the same yesterday and today and forever, amen. We know it's not flesh we're looking at, amen. We know it's the pillar of fire, amen. If God anoint your eyes to break into that dimension, you'll see it moving over here tonight, amen. But we don't want to see him, amen. We know he's here, amen. And the purpose he's here is to fulfill, bring to pass his word in your life and my life, amen. I believe while we have a little time, the minister is going to refresh himself, take a little shower, wash all the salt, that he can come in here sweet tonight, amen. You know, and Brother Allen, I believe he had a poem to recite to the saints, and he didn't get the opportunity. I believe while we have this little time here, I believe he could just come and share it with the saints tonight. We appreciate Brother Allen, amen. You know, he's been always a testimony amongst us, amen.
God bless you, saints. Actually, this poem, I don't want to take the credit for it. It is also written by our precious deacon, Brother Sam Johnson. It's really for the minister, but seeing that he's not here now, I'm sure that he will receive it. He's riding the trail again. He rides the trail again with healing in his wings to open the understanding to many, many things. Is the same Lord Jesus Christ who did the same to us as to our brothers on the road to Emmaus. The great Holy Spirit rides the trail again to meet thousands overseas to cleanse their every stain. in his humble servant, he is working through and through a masterpiece all can see that is in plain view. Though you will leave tomorrow, our precious brother, Vin, this is something added on, I suppose. You are garrisoned by our prayer. And though you fight on the foreign fields, remember, Christ is always there.
Amen.
Wonderful Jesus. The battle is raging mightily. But always be strong and of a good courage. For time is very, very near. Remember, when the tempter comes, breathe his holy name in prayer. May God bless our precious brother richly. Those words are really inadequate to express our feelings for him, our appreciation for what the Holy Spirit has had him to do for this wonderful church of the living God. We also pray that God will bless his family richly, abundantly. All those who have not come in by the grace of God, that they will be coming in shortly, for that is a promise of God for his family. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah. We appreciate that tonight. Amen. Amen. We appreciate each and everyone who's gathered here tonight. Amen. We know it's the word that has come and has changed our lives and make us what we are here today. Amen. Many wouldn't believe that it's from under an old hog plum tree. A bunch of us God has taken by his supernatural hands and made us what we are here today. Amen. We could write the testimonies that the love of God, or what he has done for us. Amen. That's why our vision is to see the word of God be made manifest in our lives. Amen. That is what we are obsessed with. Amen. When we saw where God took us from and where we are here today, we are truly thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I believe that is where in every ministry and in every true servant of God, they always look to give God the full glory and the honor. Amen. It's Jesus Christ is the one that is getting all the glory. Amen. And I believe it, Brother Vinos here, he might, you know how he is. Only the prophet, many times they write a poem over the prophet. You know, it makes them more humble. You never let them get elevated above the people. Amen. Never let them get more shiny than the people. Amen. It always want to see Jesus Christ get all the glory and the honor. Amen. And I believe that poem was to see Jesus Christ get glory. Amen. And Jesus Christ will only get glory behind me in your life. Amen. I believe that is the grace of God to each and every one of us. Amen. Could we just read us?
Could you all stand? Let us bow our heads and close our eyes for a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful for the opportunity to gather together like this and worship you, knowing that you have freed us from the law of sin and death, and you have raised us up by the law of the Spirit of life. And you have given us faith to believe your word of promise. And Lord, how thankful we are for this, Lord. To know that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. For things like these, we couldn't go to a place and buy it. As your prophet always said, making an illustration about a man running down to a drugstore and asking for some love and patience. And he cannot buy that, dear Father. And this is what it takes to please you. This is what it takes to overcome. This is what it takes to help one another along the way. And you have made this so freely available unto us. Just walking in time to hear the scriptures speak about partakers of the divine nature in these things. Lord, we're so thankful to be partakers of that divine nature. To know it took your death, Lord. And Lord, you were so willing to lay it down freely. You submitted it to the will of God. Remember that you prayed one time in Gethsemane, if it's possible, let it pass. But Lord, then you came to the place, even when there was an opportunity to bypass it. You spoke those notable words, "Shall I not drink the cup that you prepared for me?" And Lord, you're willing to drink it, Lord. May we have that same type of a conviction. We believe that your life in us should make us that way. Let your life abound within us, Father. The few words will be spoken tonight, that believing that by inspiration you brought them, Lord. And then even at the last moment I thought, Lord, that I wasn't going to speak them again, and you made the opportunity available still. So Lord, then I believe that maybe you want these things said. Direct them to the needy place in the lives of your people. It might be strengthened to become a better people tonight. That we all could walk closer to you, Lord, and your perfect will could be made manifest to the glory of the Father. Have your way amongst us now, and bless each and every one within our gates tonight, especially the strangers. For we ask it in thy precious name. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Different type of a little message tonight, more of like an exhortation. But it just came to me and just felt led of the Lord to speak it, and at the last moment I just told Brother Neville that, you know, let's take this service and do something, because we came back kind of a little late from the baptism. I don't know if I'd gone home and had time to get ready and everything, it would just run too late. So he said you could do it, do quickly. So I just tried to hurry home, jump in our pants and shoot and run back out. So maybe God wants some of these things said tonight. And Matthew chapter 6. 1 Timothy 6 and Matthew 6. I want to speak on the root of all evil tonight. Reading from verse 3, 1 Timothy 6. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and disputes of words, of which cometh envy, strife, railings, evil suspicions, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. You know how them words speak there? He says some suppose that gain is godliness. He said, but godliness with contentment is great gain. In other words, godliness is gain, not gain is godliness. You know. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. So he's not speaking about worldly people. Which while some coveted after, they who covet after it have erred from the faith. And the faith have been restored by Malachi 4. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, unto which thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I command in the sight of God, who maketh all things alive, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. He was head of state back there in that time. That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in this time shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this age, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to share, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. And in Matthew 6, what notable words it took a prophet, Paul, to write those words. And here Jesus Christ himself, now God in the form of flesh, coming in the form of man, speaking some things here also. Verse 19, Matthew 6. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Certain riches, not uncertain riches. Treasures in heaven. Where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, which is money. You can't serve God and money. Therefore I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which one of you, by being anxious or taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why are you anxious for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith, is God disclosed you? Amen. When he clothes you, he don't just clothe your body alone, no? He clothes body and soul. Because he said, bathe me white raiment, wrap you up in Boaz garment, put on Joseph's coat on you, and he will clothe your soul and your body also. If you want to clothe yourself, you can only clothe your body. Therefore, be not anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we be clothed? And that is what the whole world does labor and sweat and toil for. Just for food and clothes. That's all they labor for. Amen. Get a place, a shelter, that's all. Spend the whole life, 70 years, just to acquire that. And then go in the grave and leave it for somebody else. Amen. Then termites get into it and eat it down. Yes, amen. For after all these do the Gentiles, seek. For your heavenly Father knew that you have need of all these things. God is not mindful. Amen. God will see a hole coming in the shoe. Amen. God will see it. Amen. God will see the barrel of meal going down. God will see the food running out in the cupboard. That's what Jesus is saying, you know. He himself saying that. Amen. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be therefore not anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is its own evil. May the Lord add his blessing to you. May have a seat. Now this may seem strange. You may wonder, well, what I have in my mind to say concerning this. And why it takes it a strange thing to speak on. But you know, it's kind of strange. As a pastor, you try to speak to the people. We were having a meeting with the officers the other night. And we were talking about exhortations and different things. And preaching and teaching. And a lot of different things that all take place in the work of the Lord. And sometimes you get to sit down with people a little bit. And you talk to them, their problems. And you get to find the cause, maybe for a lot of people, to not be in the condition that they ought to be spiritually, is because maybe of a drastic financial situation they might find themselves in. So then you find your husband have to work overtime day and night, and your wife trying to make two ends meet, and she complaining that the husband is bringing enough money, and the children need books and clothes, and you know, and the cost of living on the outside, and inflation, and recession, and unemployment, and so you just can't do away and say, well, you serve God, you know, without that. Because the Bible said, you don't work, you don't eat. You're worse than an infidel if you're not working to take care of your own. So then you realize then that finances and these things, they play an important part in people's life. And I didn't realize that. I was thinking about that. And yesterday I was in the barber saloon. And while we were there, the news came on over the radio. And some man by the name of Nathan Hagel, I think he's some jockey or something, he's a businessman now. It was being reported that this man was coming down George Street or somewhere, and he was confronted by another man, and he tried to evade him and run for cover. And the man up with a hatchet and, you know, deal him some severe blows. And Hagel was in the intensive care unit. And they said they believe it was because of money or something or the other. And right away, I saw the barber chair, something struck me because of money. You know. And then I began to think about all the robberies and all these things that are taking place today because of money. And then the scripture just sort of flashed to my mind one after the other. And I thought, man, I said, Joseph was sold for money and Jesus was sold for money. And the, think of it, God himself, when he came to do the work of redemption, die on the cross, his betrayal was because of money. See? And then I think, I said, man, today, here he's going to Jerusalem, and the squeeze is upon us today, and the holding is coming because of money again. You'll take the mark of the beast because you can't buy or sell. And then I begin to think about that in the Bible and realize, then the scripture came, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And when these other scriptures through the Bible begin to come and flash in my mind, I said, then Paul must have to be reading those things in the Bible to warn the people. And you were surprised to see, as you go through the Bible here tonight, how money is a thing we all, it has part in all our lives. And few can handle it. Few can control it. And many profess to serve God and control them so much that it ruined them. And people will do such things to get a hold of it. And when they get a hold of it, because of what it could bring for them, they want more of it. And the prophet said, the prophet of God in this day, he said the only thing he feared when he went on the field. He said, I didn't study women, I didn't study popularity, but money. He said, because of my upbringing. He said, we grow poor. So I began to realize, I said, well, this thing is all over the Bible. And as I began to search through the scriptures, things begin to open up, and I begin to see the lives of people all through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, almost every character and every age where they walk. It has something in the Bible that pertains to money where believers is concerned. And I never even noticed it until looking at it, that there were some who could behave as like Abraham. He said, oh, you want that shoe latchet from you? Let's just say make Abraham rich. When he's given big land and property free, he said, I will pay for it. I said, what made one man so And what make a next man do a next thing to get it? What made Elisha tell Naaman? Bible said Naaman urge him to take the money. He said, no, go ahead, go out with your money. And Gehazi run wrong. Because he didn't believe all our money could go back just so. And he fabricated a lie to get back some of the money. And when it came time, he walked in the presence of the prophet, he watched him. And he said, is this the time to receive money? We have time for everything, you know. He said, is it time to receive lands? And is this the time to receive these things? See what I'm saying? And you may think, well, okay, you just pass it away in the Bible. But Gehazi is a man who's around the prophet. He saw the Shunammite boy raised. He saw the pot was healed. He saw the axe head float. He saw the waters heal. He had direct association, close fellowship with the prophet. He wasn't a sinner in the world. Any man hearing the mysteries and all these things first was him. And God revealed to the prophet and said, what? Even the prophet had him in staff and said, you're going to lay on the child and all these things. So think about these things. As he tried to break into this, the root of all evil, and trusting in uncertain riches. Because the day that we're living in, the whole world would be deceived and trapped and go to hell because of money. The system is designed today to destroy the people. Because the deceit is coming through money. Even the most powerful nations since Israel, which is America, have been trapped and fallen through money. They broke and had to sell to the Vatican City to bring them out of that debt. Then Israel is being trapped because of money. In that covenant with Rome because of money. Esau had money and Jacob is coming back with money. Remember? That was the type right there. And they're trying to play with finances and these things. And this is where you find many a believer who claims to be a believer have a money demon and they even know they have a money demon. You say, I have a money demon? I don't rob no bank. I don't steal. Bible stealing and God terminology are stealing might go kind of far. In Malachi, he called a lot of people thieves. Now, faith to give and faith to receive. I have a lot of things to talk about. But in speaking of the root of all evil, I want you to notice that money was tied up into the betrayal of Jesus Christ. And that led to his public crucifixion, which was the squeeze. And today again, money is tied into the public crucifixion of the revealed word bride again. As we approach this hour, the threat to many homes is recession, unemployment, because hungry children. And hungry children can make a mother do many things. Hungry children have thrown mothers into prostitution. Hungry children have produced broken homes. And hungry children many times come from no source of income. Because that is very important in people's lives. That people like to be independent. And be like to be independent. They go out and work. And from the time they begin to earn a living and they get a salary or something, they feel they're independent. And with that kind of independence, they don't have to depend upon somebody to ask them for something or want them to buy something for themselves, they begin to lose respect. Many of people that are little riches get puffed up and lifted up. And I was watching Peter spoke about money. Talk about Balaam who loved the wages of unrighteousness and filthy lucre and these things. James talk about money. You wise, you rich men howl in the last days. When the last days, the church is rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. In the early age, the church is poor. And they have no money. And Peter's going by the gate, beautiful, and a man begging alms. And he couldn't give him a cent. He said, silver and gold I don't have. But they had power. Such as I have. They didn't have money, but they didn't have no power. You see them in the papers, donating a big check to this fund. And they take out a picture in the papers, you know. Some minister, they give them a big check. And you see, this representative is giving the check. And Jesus in the right hand, you do the left hand, no. You see? And you watch those type of things, and you wonder, what's happening? But it's only because people are controlled and influenced so much with these things. That even somebody who was around the revealed word and had seen the first Paul, had seen the second Paul, had come down to the third Paul, and just before the squeeze and the end of the ministry, where at that time your faith should come into rupturing faith. They should have resurrection faith. Positions of importance and money was plaguing them. That even though Jesus called me and said, oh, is that all that's talking in the way? He is talking about the Son of Man going to be in the hands of sinful men, and things are going to happen, and I'll rise in 3 days' time. I'll meet you in Galilee. And he's talking the scriptures and the prophecy about the resurrection and these things. And here it was, they were talking about who would be the greatest. Here it was, Judas was starting to make a bargain. See, a good business deal. Had a plot of land. He's trying to secure that plot of land because better go to the land and get food because things are getting hard just now. You know, so that drives many people to make many thoughts. And in making those thoughts, it is causing to go away from the word. But watch Jesus himself speaking these things. Because he knows, is in this day. Now, as he was saying here, he said, look at the lily of the field. It is neither toil nor spin. He said, why are you so anxious about raiment? That is fashion conscious people. Anxious about raiment. They always have to be weighing what come out. They always feel kind of funny if they wear the same dress twice. And they develop complexes for these things. Yet, they could be so spiritual to talk deep things. You know what I mean? But they're anxious for raiment. Little wedding coming up, everybody anxious for raiment. Amen. There's a little ABC tonight, you know. But when the ABCs come in, they realize how much ABC you need. Amen. Until some people have a mentality of Jesus, say, isn't the body more than the raiment? Amen. But people would rather starve themselves and eat cheap and wear expensive. Amen. Yet the body is more than the raiment. Amen. Now, if you take a you're doing psychiatry by the Bible. That is an unbalanced person, you know. Yeah. According to the words of Jesus Christ. Yeah. According to his own words, that is an unbalanced person right there. Yeah. Because Jesus is saying your body is more than your raiment. So put more emphasis on your body and less on your raiment. Yeah. He's on your life knowing that body is more than that body. Yeah. So put more on the type of life in that body than the body. Now, right in these things, you find what your values are. Amen. Now, a lot of people have a lot of false values. You see? And it's the final people many times. Like the prophet is doing so, meet them in the discernment line, and they pick up a parable, and he starts with them. And they get responsive quick. And that's why you see many people with a taste in the soul for certain things. Bring up a little talk unconscious to them if they have an appetite for those things. And before you know, tutus will take over the talk. And they're aggressive. And who might be kind of quiet and composed? You never know they could talk so. What it is? The self being revealed. Now when you really see yourself, this is what the world is for. When you really see yourself, carry into your heart and bring out your attitudes. Bring out your spirit. Bring out your behavior. Bring out situations that influence you to make you act a certain way. Then you start to see the real person that you are. Because there's a tendency in a person always to esteem themselves more highly. All think of themselves more highly than the other think of themselves. People see clothes so much that if they're wearing a better suit of clothes than a person, they feel that they are a better person. When clothes is not nature and character, clothes have no patience in it. You can get the blue in the pyramid, a blue dress in that, and you have a temper like a boss. So wearing blue for a patience. Your spirit had to have that blue. Your soul had to have that blue. You get green and say, green is temperance. And I wear a nice green suit, you know what I mean? Oh, get a 7-color rainbow cloth and make a nice thing with a wear on your head, a scarf, and say, well, you know, the rainbow's upon his head or something. That'll put you in a covenant with God, you know? But people like that type of thing. Because the human spirit is that kind of way. So when you watch and see them, that people, they were, like long ago, you see people that come from America, and they have some, what we call American clothes. They're no longer in clothes to cover the body, and once you look really decent, is acceptable inside the God, you know. They don't like that, with this fashion, and when they come down, you know, they kind of ridicule maybe your little local clothes. And maybe you get your own, you sacrifice and save and to buy it. And you're thankful for it. And, you know, you're not really come out to project a fashion conscious or nothing. And they would think that is a achievement, is a higher self. To look a certain way. And so you must look nice. But you must act nice too. And you must live nice too, not just look nice. And you must live nicer than you're looking nice physically. You know what I mean? But you find unbalanced people again. So I was thinking, I said, why Paul and James and Peter and all them writing to the church, the believers, and in writing to these people in the epistle under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, knowing that the word wasn't in a Bible form in the first age. It was all being gathered up until it became compiled after it became the Bible. And here it was, we have it as the complete Word of God today. And within it, sinners were writing for the last days. We see that this is the age when it comes to fashion, it's more fashion than any age. This is the age of Hollywood. This is the age of movie stars and glamorous people, and every month almost is a beauty contest and a beauty show and evening gongs and cocktail party. This is that day, eating and drinking and having a good time. Amen. See, and then you look at Jesus, he being the Word and discerned the hearts of people. Nothing was hid from him. And he told him, he said, take no thought for what you're going to wear. He said, people have a wardrobe of clothes and take thought. Long, long thought for what they're going to wear today. Because they can't make up their mind which one to wear. What to match it, what and what to put to the what and different things. Much less for taking thought to wear just your labor and your energies and your sacrifices and your taste and your motivation is just to appear nice. And you love me photograph. And you're very photogenic. And you know, you always admire yourself. You know what I mean? And you always can't seem to be pleased if something here out of place. If something just if fixed just right. If something, as long as you're spiritually that way, it is all right, you know. As long as you're very concerned with your prayer life, I find that I ain't really praying as ought to, I ain't reading as ought to, I find that I ain't visiting people as ought to, I ain't really getting involved as ought to. It's all right. Then it's sure you're not really in your flesh. But if it's only one way, then you're really in the flesh, you know. Deep. You may not even see the spirit. Because it's there, it's in places like those, the spirit can hide the most. In that, is natural things you must do in your daily life. You must put on clothes. You must eat food. But the spirit will hide in there and make you a glutton. Because Bible says, as one day they know as they was eating and drinking. Is that correct? Amen. The prophet says they're eating and drinking is laws of nature. So God can't be against eating and drinking. He said, but the gluttonous in this age. You see the woman in a restaurant and the drunk, you man, a beer. Man, going to come here and drink 28 beer. Who drink the most beer? All kinds of different things. It's the spirit of the age. See? So, you would want to know them. It must mean something for God to use so much space in the Bible. Especially when you keep repeating incidents and accounts of these things. Because we know this is the word of God, this is a revelation of Jesus Christ. And he knows writing the Bible for writing's sake. And we find today a lot of people, look at it, the very nation is corruption. See? One season, the oil boom, money is no problem. Next season, is the taxing on almost everything they could. Taxing you on tax and all. You see? Why? Money is bringing the people to a condition. And then what will happen? The crime will increase. And then fear is generated. Everybody's burglar-proof and guard dog and different things. What cause? Money. And what the man who is in power, who can get away with everything, even though they're a criminal, you have money. They bow the police force, bow. You have money. I watch car preachers and the church is in a condition because why? For money, the meal ticket. Amen. If they preach hardly, people will leave. Yes, sir. You see? Amen. Religion, politics, socially, everything. Amen. Is a force behind it. And the thing then that in speaking about the two masters, Jesus identified the two masters as God and money. Amen. Did he serve one or he served the other? Yeah. In other words, you get a revelation of Jehovah Jireh? Yeah. Or you be religious and go after money. Amen. Because there is something the devil injected into the gospel that made people feel prosperity was a sign that God was with you. The prophet says, I was so shocked. Men I thought was the cream of the crop. They say that when they get 3 Cadillacs, you're spiritual. God blessing you. All the testimonies you're hearing. I get a house. I get a car. I get a this. That are the testimonies. It's always the matter of the people. And you talk about when in Jamaica at the time. And with the businessman. And this man stood up there and be able to testify how much things he had. How much God blessed him. And how long serving God, and how much money have now. And the prophet called my side and said, brother, he said, I'm ashamed of you all. He said, it's wrong. You all should be testifying this to the people. He said, before you try to help the people or something, then watch. Then the man said, brother Abraham, the greatest mistake the church ever made was to take all they have and divide them and give it away. He said, we'll pay for it afterwards. He said, you say what the Holy Spirit leaders will do is wrong? He said, brother, that he said, when they were scattered, that's how the gospel could be spread. But it showed in that realm, in that circle, the thought was God blessing that brother more than this brother because that brother increasing in worldly goods. So God blessing him more than him. There's no sign of God blessing nobody more than nobody. See, then some people again, they feel complex and they feel out of place and they feel that if they don't have money, it could bring funny complexes in people. Folks, I remember the days when we were small and we couldn't buy ice cream cone from a friend. So that I could buy a church the dinner. You see, when I feel so bad when they're going out and they're buying this and I couldn't buy it. And they feel bad. And a lot of people just go through that kind of thing. We got a lot of people now who want to have some influence. They don't mind buy a few friends too. Amen. You see, now watch. So we realized then, it's settled that money, as we say, is tied up with God dying. So what else will we tie up with again? If we just pray that God himself would be betrayed for money, then it's something we have to watch. Because you say, I wish I could be close to the Lord. Why wish I have wronged the Lord? Well, you could be wronged the Lord and get tied up for money. Because there are people that have wronged the Lord, sell out the Lord for money. Deny the Lord. Amen. Take a side with the organization for money. And you look in the church's book. That is where, behold, he says, I will keep you in the hour of temptation. So what is that hour of temptation? The hour that's going to come here where they're buying, they're selling, they take the mark of the beast. He said, many would sell the birthright for a morsel of meat. See? Because Judas didn't just go and just sell Jesus like that, you know. He thought he'd make a little deal and pull some wool over the eyes of the Pharisees who thought Jesus was some ordinary man or something. And Judas realizing that this is innocent blood. This is Messiah. Judas knew that was the Messiah, you know. But Judas said, you get away from them again like you always do. I'll take the money, they'll hold him, and he will slip out the hand again and go right on. See? So, my bargain, brother, is just to deliver him up to you all and pay up. COD. You see? Now, these are some people who feel smart. They're going to little shady deals. Watch where he tied it, you know. While some coveted after it, they have erred from the faith. Yeah, I'm only playing around here a little bit to get the air. While some coveted after that, they erred from the faith. And have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou man of God, flee these things. And follow after righteousness. Follow after godliness. Follow after love and patience and meekness. See? Sometimes a wife may complain and complain and complain and complain to her husband. She's not getting this, and she's not getting that, and she's not getting this, and she's not getting the other, and she wants this, and look at sister so-and-so has that, and sister so-and-so has that, and sister so-and-so has that, and I don't have it. You're the only person treating your wife a certain way. So that drive me, all right, I'm going to get everything for my wife. Amen. Because she make him feel like an old, ungrateful, unfaithful husband, you know, not fulfilling his responsibilities. And then, he looking for every bit of overtime. He looking for every little bit of situation to get this and get that and get that and get, and spiritually being drained out. And then a problem come up now. And his home begin to fall apart. Because why? They were so coveting after things, and the values were shifting. And what they possess, as maybe a united family, a little family altar, nice times together, it wasn't valuable to them. It wasn't colorful and glamorous to them. It wasn't attractive to the other people to them. It didn't make them stand out and maybe get attention from others whose carnal people are flocking around and giving attention because of some nice dress or something. And the spirit that was unlocked wife began to come upon them. See? And when that happened, they get blinded and they begin to go after something less, of less value, and begin to make greater sacrifices. And at the time, couldn't hold and keep what was certain riches. What was treasures in heaven, where mud and rot can't corrupt, or where thieves can't break through and steal. See, now watch. This is the type of gospel for this hour, you know. To get, find where people's heart really is. You could get people's mouth always talking about God. But find where their heart really is. Where your heart is, their treasure is also. You can talk where you want, but where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. Now watch. And Satan then, seeing today, the age is designed. Is all this thing happening by chance? Inflation. What's happening? It's engineered to bring inflation. Inflation is plantings. Recession is planting. It's to break the economy. It's to bring a system to catch everybody and trap them into it. It's Satan's Superman, the mastermind, the Antichrist at work. Amen. So he will head up as God. And America, who's supposed to be the mightiest nation, the land of plenty, the promised land, everybody go and fill their pockets and come back and live as a king over here. It's broken that even the cell of the Vatican City now, and Rome is controlling it. And President Reagan is a puppet there. Amen. Acting on a stage. Amen. See? And all them Protestant churches being wooed too. Because why? They come from America. Amen. They're probably broken in that nation fall. Amen. So they have to pull them to give their power to the Catholic system now because that's where the money is. See? The Bible said, Revelation 17, she have the wealth of the world. That is why the scripture, who can make war with the beast? She have the most, she have the largest army. They have over 700 million Catholics you're talking about. Amen. And they're going to rule the world because they have the wealth and they could break every nation economically. See, and have them eaten out of their hands afterwards. See? And when you see that, look what happened. Notice, true, under the third seal is where they got the wealth of the world. Sales ain't done, and they bleed all the nation, all their money, all the gold and all the silver and all those things there. And then tell the people only pass on paper. Paper. That has no value for them. And when they change the currency and they bring it back on the gold standard, nobody have no gold. She have it all. And that's why it's held up. Then the union. You work in a job. And here's a union man inspired of the devil. That was his position coming from, you know. But Christians, may I worship my own eyes in this congregation too. I see believers. They can't denounce the union man. And they're trying to make the union man fight a good cause for them. They don't want to accept the man of the devil as in control of the devil. Because in their heart, they want more wages. Because I mean, that after a little more wages would help them live a little more comfortable. In one sense, everybody loves to live a little more comfortable. But if that man, by preaching that to you, and because you don't go into that without getting the spirit to go into it, you know. From the time you start to participate, you're drinking of a cup. You're tapping into a source, and you obey in a certain spirit. All them things with that marches, design, and meetings, and different things, and different go on. That like service. Amen. You think service is just talking and informing people? These are anointing people in the spirit. Amen. These are put seed in people's heart. Amen. These make people go out and live a certain way. Amen. Well, in every realm is the same thing. Amen. But then they show how deep, you know, the thing goes to see which kingdom you're really of. Because maybe in God's kingdom, the benefits is kind of take longer to come. You're going to get paid by the year, and Satan only get paid by the week. So you can only have something quick. You know, if you want things quick by the week and you can't wait for a whole year, it's trouble for you. But many times, no, you see, even all those things is predestined in the trials. Because there's nothing, not even drop. Everything of a purpose. And there's a season. Because the unions, the spirit that started the union, is the same spirit that started the ecumenical movement, you know. Because they all heading up to give the support to the beast. To take them to Armageddon. That way he's taking them. Put them in the broad road of destruction. Where all flesh will be destroyed down there. Now watch. So they see then Satan has all designed his systems and the conditions that he have set it out in such a way to trap the world. And people don't realize they're being trapped. Because why? What they're running after, they can't give heed to the few voices that's saying, come back, get back in line. That is the devil. It's going to lead you astray. The word of God said this. No. They get caught up in the rat race. Amen. They want the children to be this. They want the children to be that. They want the children to be the other. And they're going to become part of the system for the children to be a doctor in the society or a lawyer or a scientist. Because they tend to be a wayside preacher, might be too ambitious. Amen. It means his life will be too uncertain. His life is going to be properly planned. Yes. Amen. See, they want to make sure they set a good course for him, lay a good foundation for him and these things. See. Now what's something? And what has happened today is not just for individuals, but nations. Nations. It bow into that system because of money. Because they control the oil. They control all the minerals. They control the banks. They control everything. And when they could want to squeeze you, they could squeeze you. They control the governments. They control the leaders. Bible say the kings of the earth have lived deliciously with the harlot. They have drink out of the cup. Amen. And they are drunk with the wine of her fornication. Did the Bible say it? Amen. She mingled her wine and took him in her bed. And break the power and try to control him like Jezebel behind Ahab. They're the only figureheads out there. That thing have wormed its way into every nation. Now watch what the scripture is saying. The love for money. Don't just see it shallow and say, well, let me see. I just want money. No. We're taking the whole thing here. The root of all evil. Because headed up in this hour, and then believers, which is make up the common people who heard him gladly. We don't understand that doctors and scientists and all these people here. Now what? Look, Mary isn't getting in trouble. She ain't saying, well, look, let me get our cheating for the Lord put anyhow and for me time. Just eat the supper, you go outside, and the food will get back nasty again. So I come out my best and all my money and buy the most expensive thing just to anoint the Lord's feet after all. If it was a coat for the Lord, it would be alright. I ain't mind, but if it's some supper for the Lord, it's okay. But to take this expense and anoint the Lord's feet? But she wasn't thinking about it. It's for the Lord, it's for the Lord. And she anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house is filled with the odor of the ointment. Costly, you see? Expensive stuff. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? You see that? You see how much money that ointment could be sold for? You see how much money she takes just anointing the Lord's feet? And look how they always camouflage it. We're trying to make it look like they're doing for a good purpose. He said, because he's for the poor.
Let poor people suffering. Make them have so much compassion for the sick, you know. And spread the gospel. And this he said, not that he cared for the poor. Hear the next time. Not that he cared for the poor. But because he was a thief. And had the bag and bore what was in it. And Jesus said, let her alone. Amen. For the day of my burial had she kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. Amen. So you see the impression he was trying to create? Finish up with Judas here. Verse 15. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together was about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled with the Holy Ghost by the mouth that David spoke before concerning Judas, who was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. And falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. When he hung himself, maybe the rope burst or something, and he fall and burst asunder, all his bowels, everything gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as the field is called in their proper tongue Akeldama, that is to say, the field of blood. So look, while he had burst open in pieces, who had a ministry, all these things, they now was waiting for dynamics right there. When all of them was together right around the Lord. You see what I mean? My, I tell you. But I want to turn back a little bit now. We were taking the negative part there. To show many of them who get trapped. I want to see now Abraham. Genesis. How many more could I take? Simon the sorcerer one time, he come to Peter with money to buy the Holy Ghost. Remember that in the Bible? Peter said, your money perish with you. He said, I perceive you in the bond of iniquity and the gall of bitterness. And he said, oh God, pray for me quickly, Lord, and do all the things you say to me. I was some people, they don't want to die and be born again. They think they can buy the way through everything they want. Just flash the dollar and get by. But it's one place after, you must be born again. You got to come the way of Calvary, the way of the brazen altar, the way of the brass serpent. Genesis 14. Reading from verse 17, Abraham coming back now from the battle of the king. And the king of Salem went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him, and of the valley of Shaphar, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, who had delivered thy enemies into thy hand, and he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the portion and take the goods for thyself. And Abram said unto the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shalt say, I have made Abraham rich. Amen. Amen. And look at Genesis 23. Verse 7, and Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth, and he spoke with them, saying, if it be in your mind that I should bury my dead out of your sight, out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me to Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah which he hath, which is in the end of his field, for as much as money as it is worth, he shall give it me for a possession of a burying place among you. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth. Now, sometimes today I know people have to buy lots of land to bury the dead, right? Some people go in Laparu Cemetery, they get a lot, they buy it as a burying place for their family. Family plot, when anybody died, they bury them. Some people, you know, they're always glad for. Some people, they have people always looking for somebody free. They have people like that. They have the money to buy it, they get it free, they're glad. They say, oh God, the Lord opened my way for me, boy. They always say that as the Lord. But what the principle? What are people who have walked with God? See, it's all right, but you keep it, you know. I go pay for it. Because that's representing Christ too, you know. So even buying a little piece of land, you could be typing Christ. So Abraham was under inspiration when he's speaking there. And Ephraim dwelt among the children of Heth, and Ephron, the Hittite, answered Abraham, the hearing of all the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of the city, saying, Nay, my Lord, hear me, the field give I thee, and the cave that is dead, I give it in the presence of the sons of my people, give I thee, bury thy dead. And Abraham bowed himself before the people of the land, and he spoke unto Ephron, the hearing of the people, saying, But if thou wilt give it, I pray thee, hear me, I will give thee money for the field, take it, and I'll bury my dead there. And Ephraim said unto Abraham, My Lord, hearken, the land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between me and thee? Bury thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephraim, and Abraham weighed Ephraim the silver, which he had named in the hand of the son of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. Amen. So watch Abraham, watch Elisha, watch the prophet, selling back $1.5 million. Watch Peter, even Simon offering the money. I'll skip that one because the time is up already. In Acts 8, he said, I money perish with thee. Peter, he said, what, boy, that man? Have plenty of money, we can make something off of him, boy. See? No. Watch and see. What it was in them. Today, the church, the Bible says, rich and increased goods. They begging anybody. And to do it, to get money, they bring all kinds of sinners, stand before the people. They may bring the mayor, so I'm going to open my church. Just to get a little favor with the government, to get a little exemption of certain things. They may go and beg around the hardware and different things, just to get a few things to build a place. See? And then have to kind of have special prayers, special things for these people, before they tell them to repent, many of them. Because why? For money they're doing it. See? So watch and see them. Satan has so designed these things, like James. You read James 5, 1 to 6, 2 Peter 2, 15 to 16, and 1 Timothy 6, 3 to 9, what you read here, and all the scriptures. When you go, check them out and see. See from Genesis right down to Revelation, even Revelation 17, where it come down there, and even when all the God destroyed in the end, and all the merchants, they sigh, they cry, because the value of the things in the wealth of this world goods. They were just destroyed like that. But God was doing it. You see? And Jesus telling him, he said, look, take no thought for this and be careful at the cares of this life. So Luke 21, when he's talking about the rapture, he said, you conquered the world to escape. This thing is coming. Be careful when this thing comes like a snare to take over the whole world. Did he say it? Then, do you see the snare coming? This is the snare that's moving up to the ecumenical council, forming an image onto the beast, to give their power to the beast, to bring on an economic squeeze where you can't buy or sell. That's where you have to have faith, substance faith. He says, either God be your God or mammon be your God. You see? And then you see many Christians. Sometimes you can pay the tithes and these things too. Yet they talk about great faith. Yet they talk about great faith. You see, all those things. Sure, I don't want to go into that because now that I'm preaching more, but let's drop that into the show it too also. Because they love for money. They sweep God aside, yes, and say, but have this vote, have that vote, have this vote, I'll see about that next week, have this vote. See about that first. Amen. See, God didn't give permission to that God own. If they're going to find real people wrapped in faith, you're going to find the real corrupt, you're going to find the people that watch hearty right with the third Paul. Watch and see. We want the third Paul to do great things for us in our midst. That was the great things in the midst. Yeah. What the prophet said, they don't look to speak the word. We all don't speak the word, but could we turn away $1.5 million? Amen. Could we give you too much hearty right? We all want to see family saved. See what I'm speaking about? So watch and see. He said, don't trust in uncertain riches, but trust in the living God, who could create a squirrel, who could multiply the bread and the fish, who can tell you where to throw the hook and get the coin to pay a debt? Amen. Who could provide through his divine providence? You have need a screw like Abraham need a ram. How much make a mess? About three. Speak it out, feed you and your family. Amen. See what I mean? Your meal going down. Because you sacrifice your all on the two sticks. Go on the cross and die to yourself that the word can live in you. You're going to see the promise come to pass. You know your life. I would know. But sometimes these little domestic areas is where our biggest problems spring out from. You can't do it because you have rent to pay. You can't do it because you have this to pay. You can't do it because you have that to pay. You can't do it because you have that to pay. Sometimes you're borrowing more than you can pay back. And you're in so much debt. When the word of God says, owe no man anything. Read the anointing and promise to pay up your debts quickly. Amen. The work you do and get ready for the coming of the Lord. You know what he's speaking about? You find out tonight where all these things point and where it mounts up to. He said, true, many covet those things. They have all concerning the faith. What did the faith tell you? The faith says you have to be blameless. You have to be perfect as God is perfect. If the life of Christ in you, even Jesus submitted himself to Caesar's law. But when he didn't have no money to buy food to feed the people in the meeting, he took the little boy had and blessed it and break it, and God multiplied. You know what I'm saying? Watching the Bible and see. And watch and see, Lot was around Abraham. Balaam was around Moses and them. Achan was around Joshua. Gehazi was around Elisha. See? Ananias was around Peter. Judas was around Jesus. Every one of them typing back this very day and hour. You as a believer, lay up your treasures in heaven. Set your affections in above. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. Many times, don't let it become problems. He said contentment with God is great gain. Don't try to build and plan and this and that. Quite on the road. If God said, like, thou fool, rich young ruler, after you reject the word, he couldn't give away part of his treasures. You build bigger barns. You do this, you do that. You have so much. Lazarus by your door, your gate. The dog licking his sores. Eating off the master's table. Eating off the table and these things. He said, but tonight, your care is being taken off the rack. Thy soul is required of thee. What are you going to do? You're going to leave naked ground. What did he tell them? He said, go back and tell them that there's a place here. If they reject the word for the edge, they will end up here. For he rejected the word for the Son of Man. If you reject the Son of Man, the prophet who Elijah introduced, you're going to end up here. See? He said, Send back Lazarus, they will believe when they see him. He said, no. They had the chance to believe when he gave his testimony that time. They don't, like the only prophet to come back to somebody, the prophet, they will believe and do the thing quick. No. Do it now. When somebody else is telling you it. Amen. Do you see what it is? It's a very serious time. It looks simple. We just pass off those things. We don't focus on those things as things that God will be displeased with. As things that we have to straighten up and have the right attitude towards. As things we will be disciplined about. We don't see that as greed or a disorganized person who can get themselves together and have and be content with what they have. You say you think gain is godliness? Satan could give you that too. Because Satan offered Jesus the world. Say, God, give me that job. How sure is Satan give it to you? See? But Jesus was going to go to the cross to get the earth. He wasn't going to receive it like that, no. So then, when you watch him, he say, gain is no sign of God. Prosperity is no sign of God's blessing. That's Pentecostalism. He said, but look, contentment with God. Be content because you're coming naked, and naked you go back out. Prophet said, the only thing you're going back out with is your character. The life of Jesus Christ will back out with that. So flee after godliness. Flee after meekness. Flee after temperance. Flee after faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, going. Flee after these things. Follow it hard. I give you my heart. Follow it hard after thee. Follow it hard after it. Amen. And don't get caught up in the spirit of the world. Some of you working out there, you get caught up in them kind of spirits. That's evil spirits among these people. That is little fine, little minute parts of the great machinery of Satan. Of Satan mechanics. Getting ready to come down and bring on a full economic squeeze. You're all part of that system. And that is the system you're going to get squeezed out of. Then you always should have faith to meet Jehovah Jireh. My God shall supply all my needs. Not my wants, all my needs according to his riches and glory. And Jesus says, seek for the kingdom of God. Don't say the kingdom, and the kingdom is being revealed now. The mysteries of the kingdom have come to reveal the kingdom unto us. And he said, your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, that by revealing the mysteries of the kingdom and its righteousness that has been revealed on faith unto faith. Because the righteousness of God is by faith. The virtue and the knowledge and the God is that you're seeking right now. You flee after. Seek that first, because sufficient is the evil of its own day. Don't try to plant a mourn all along the road in these things. Amen. Live like Jesus coming today. Amen. See, because when you do it, and you don't know if you're going to live out the course of this day. Amen. As James says, say the Lord willing. Say the Lord tarrying, the Lord willing, the Lord spare your life. Amen. Why? Because if your heart is right, and it's impressed you right, you have the right attitude, and you realize by the grace of God and the mercy of God, you'll express yourself back that way, if the Lord willing, because you know it's not yourself. It's sure that your conscience and your mind for God can take care of it right now. So you want to live right now as coming right now. See, but when you start to get carried away, either being drawn away, it's not going to be Lord willing. You're already obsessed with the tomorrow and the day after and where you're making next week and this and that. You're already checking it here already and see where your income is going to be and where you're going to work and invest. You're already checking all that already and you're filling up your mind. But seek for the kingdom. It's coming from negative to positive right now. The righteousness being revealed on faith and the faith. The mystery of the kingdom has been revealed, and your Father's good pleasure to give it to you. He wants to give it to you. But he can't give it to you if you're caught up in that web, in Satan Eden. You have to be loose from all those things, free from it. Free from that yoke of bondage. Know that those things are under your feet. Don't let it control you. You control it. Through your center of it. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, tonight just a little exhortation to the people. The love of money is the root of all evil. For you said, either we serve God or mammon. God, the whole world today is trying to keep what they have and get what they can. Trying to get more and more and more. They are pursuing these things, Lord. The energies, the sacrifices, the motivation, the thoughts, the meditation, their heart is constantly upon these things, Lord. They are obsessed with it. Oh God, that's why the whole world will be trapped. We see nations, America, even Israel, in a covenant. And the prophet is going to come to that money proposition. For the love of money is root of all evil. And here, Lord, just yesterday when the news came across the radio, and that man was chopped because of some confrontation for money, you inspired to my heart. Right in the car, the scriptures are going to come. And then jotting them down today as I search them through the Bible. And coming to exhort us to the church, knowing that many times we don't focus on these things. Yet they're so needful, Lord, in family life, in the domestic areas of the people. So many problems arise because, Father, they have their social responsibilities. And money is the central figure in all these things. Sometimes just people just live in the borrowing pay back, Lord. Because of the conditions and the way Satan has designed this hour. But Lord, may tonight, by divine revelation, we see, even you when you're upon the face of the earth in that hour, money was tying to you being sold out. Yet, Father, you paid another price. Price of redemption is about the Father's business. You had meat that I didn't know of. May we have that meat tonight, Lord, to do the Father's business. May that be our obsession, Lord. May everything else take second place. Lord, as parents, as families, we have responsibilities, traveling to and fro, children going to school, facing a food bill, rent, so many different things, Lord. Clothing, to eat, to shelter. But you said, Lord, the Heavenly Father knew that we have need of all these things. No, we should not be anxious. That, Lord, we would think about it and become obsessed with it. We should more be thinking about the evil in our own hearts and lives. Sufficient is the evil of the day. Sometimes, oh God, we think of what we're going to eat tomorrow, what we're going to wear tomorrow. Lord, may we think of how we're going to live tomorrow. May when the day has been complete, may we think about how we have lived during the course of this day. Our thoughts, what our reflection was, how we care about ourselves, Lord. If we lived a life worthy today, if today the life we live was in the presence, if it was glorified in our actions, in our speech, in our thoughts. Oh God, sufficient is the evil for the day. Even as we stand, Father, in this day coming to a close, may we think about it, Lord. Lord Jesus, may you release such a faith, Lord, in the hearts of your people. Lord, they would think of how you provide for Abraham. They would have the kind of principles that he had. He wasn't looking for an old little thing at his side, Lord. He wasn't just trying to get anything he had from anybody could. He always thought about his testimony. He always wanted to have faith in you to meet his needs. He always wanted to be dependent upon you. You called him. And if you call him, you could keep him, Lord. You could provide for him. You could lead him and guide him. No, God, that was his confidence. He had grown to that place because he had experiences in times past where he ran on in Egypt with a little famine. It got him in trouble. But he learned from those mistakes. Because he was interested in improving his life, his standard of living, in becoming more like the God that was being revealed unto him, whom he was walking with. Lord, let it be a revelation of our hearts tonight. Like Elisha, Lord, he knew it would have a greater testimony and influence, especially since Naaman was a Syrian going back to a foreign country. And knowing that in time past, Israel and Syria was at war, he didn't want to use the gift of God for commercial. But Gehazi, Lord, he overlooked it. He couldn't see it. Balaam obsessed with positions of promises of power and becoming some important person. And couldn't even see Damas that was speaking to him and forbidding him going to his destruction. So many times we become obsessed, Lord. We miss these things. Simon the sorcerer coming to try to buy the gift of God with money. Paying his way all through the church. Bringing his worldly ways into the house of God. And want to continue that same way. Failed to see what it was he was coming amongst. Ananias and Sapphira. Oh God, after all what they had seen, yet never caused them to take that inventory deep enough to find that spirit in their heart. And doubt it. So many others carried out to the Bible like Achan. Oh God, let that rich young ruler, like Judas. But Lord, let's come to a place tonight to know we are more than the sparrows. We are more than the lily, Lord. how much more are we than they, said. Let realization strike our hearts. We will not be controlled and influenced by those things. We'll be able to set our values right and have everything in its right perspective, knowing the life is more than the body and the body is more than the raiment. Lord Jesus, may we be not anxious for nothing. Knowing by taking thought we can't add one to our stature. It's God who will it. It's He who showeth mercy. Bless your people tonight, Father. Bless and undertake for them. I ask again that you keep them abiding in your word under the shadow of the Almighty, resting in the arms of your divine love. As we go, Lord, tomorrow may we go, Lord, humble, reverent, and in action, flying with the message, prepared, Lord. Lord God, you could fulfill what you ordain in your economy for this hour. May we conduct ourselves as ambassadors for Jesus Christ. And oh God, may you watch between us, and may you bless us with your exceedingly great and precious blessings. We so thank you for the two brothers tonight and the experience we had, Lord. We were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of the sins and have been extended the right hand of fellowship. Oh God, may you kind of bless their hearts and lives in your service and their families likewise. Bless each and every one that is gathered here, every stranger. All that don't know you, may they come to know you, Father. The hour is late. The door is fixing to close. The snare of the enemy, that great web of overtaking the world. They are blind, they're blind leading the blind, and they are falling in the ditch. The Lord, the bride, getting ready to go up, entering the rapture in grace. Oh God, let these things be so real in our hearts, that every moment, every hour of the day, we live for you, Lord. We live each day like you're coming today. Lord God, we desire to live closer to you each day, that other men will look and take note that we have been with you. We commit each one in your hands now, asking you to take them safely to their homes. You watch over them and protect them. And your presence go with them, for we ask in thy precious name. Amen. You may have your seat. Let's sing Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hail your hope. Hold God's unchanging hand. Amen. One moment. We're going to pause here. Keep playing. Just to introduce the two brothers here who baptized this evening. We try to, you know, we have to travel early tomorrow. We try to get the baptism done early. So we just went on and a few of us baptized our brother Cain Nazib here amongst us. Really glad to have him as part of the assembly. Amen. Remember his family yet to come. But we believe that God would bring full deliverance to them. And our brother in the back there. Also, he'd been attending service once or twice, and he just happened to be there on the spot. He didn't know that it was going to be a baptism service, and he's right down there this evening. God bless the brothers, you can have a seat. And after the baptism of our brother, we didn't cater for him, and he's come out of the water. And while I was preaching a little bit, speaking a little bit there, before he went to the water, I saw him standing there, and he just kind of walked at his side, and he's wondering what's happening. And then after we came out of the water with our brother, he came back just there in tears, broken, just crying and pouring his heart out, and tell us he'd been coming service, and he just happened to be there with his little boy, and the only thing he did, he never really surrendered his life to the Lord, and he wanted to do it. And we asked him, you know, if he was ready to be baptized, be prepared in his heart and these things, and he said yes, and we took him back out into the water and baptized him, and then he went home and changed his clothes, and here he is tonight with Brother Kenny. So we're really glad to have them by the grace of God. Amen. We certainly welcome them as part of the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing that little song, I Love the Family of God. Amen. So closely knitted into one. Amen. I love the family.
family.
They come to the real family now, amen. The family in Christ.
We knitted into one. Into your heart, and I'm so glad to be a part.
Hey, Father, if you love me by that family, you're so glad tonight, sing it.
I love the family.
God bless you.
And I'm so glad to be a part of this great family. I love the family of God. So closely living to one.
Who
Calvary died.
On Calvary died.
To redeem his lost bride. Oh, the King of Kings.
Became my Savior.
This is God's great mystery. Of love expressed to me. That Christ and I. My divine one.
My divine one.
Trusting confidence.